Reading is from Matthew chapter 18, beginning to read at the 21st verse, and you can find this on page 985 in the Church Bibles. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?' In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will disarm our hearts and help us to be open to your word penetrating through our defenses this morning and touching our hearts, that we might be changed more into your likeness, knowing you more deeply, receiving your love and being able to share that love with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today we've reached the last in the series on emotionally healthy church. And I decided that the last topic should be forgiveness. That's a change. But I felt that it's really important to understand forgiveness if we're to be a spiritually and emotionally healthy church. Forgiveness is probably the most important thing for Christians to experience themselves and to practice. It's crucial to our ability to receive God's love for ourselves. And it's vital for our spiritual, our emotional health. But even if we understand the idea of forgiveness, it can be very difficult to do, to live out practically. So difficult, in fact, that we need God's power working in us in order to both receive forgiveness and to give forgiveness to others. And when God does work in our hearts, we see Jesus, the Son of God, who died on the cross that we might be forgiven all of our sins, every one of them. We no longer have to live in fear of God's just penalty for our wrongdoing. According to the law of justice and fairness, we should have to pay the due consequences for every sin. But God, in his grace and mercy, his great love and compassion, has decided to bear the cost of our forgiveness himself.